T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys and Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. The comedian Adam Carolla recently published his 4,000th podcast episode. Very successful there. Everybody knows him from Loveline, The Man Show, and several other projects. His appearance brought to you by Hyenas Comedy Nightclub here. And Adam Carolla joins you now here on The Fan. Good evening, sir. How the heck are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. It's amazing to be talking to you. Are you coming to Dallas soon?
Yeah, I'm coming out there. I don't know. What's the date say? When's Hyenas? Is that God, I got so many dates coming up, but I'll figure it out. But yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going to Hyenas.
Yeah, we'll get it squared away on our end. So what do you think of Dallas? You been here much?
Yeah, I've been to Texas a lot. I've been to Dallas a few times. And listen, I'm from California and I'm from LA, so everything's an upgrade. You know, I could go to Honduras and it'd be an upgrade from Los Angeles.
You ever think about moving out of there?
Oh yeah, like every day, almost every day. Like I don't know, like a woman in an abusive relationship. You know, every day. They think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to make that squeeze that trigger, but I think about it every day.
Hey, Adam, in kind of doing a little research about you, I understand that you've done documentaries about endurance racing. And I'm fascinated because I have a friend that drives in the IMSA series. So I've been a part of, I've never been to Le Mans, but I've been to the Rolex 24 and it's Sebring and all those races and stuff. How did you get an interest in doing those types of things?
I own a lot of those cars, or I own some of those cars, and I've done a fair amount of racing, and I have a lot of vintage race cars. I have a Porsche 935 that won Daytona outright, it won Sebring outright, and also won Le Mans. Jeez. As well. So the Triple Crown. So,
right.
I'm pretty, you know, I drive them. So I have like a fascination with those cars. Yeah.
Well, are you would you consider yourself like a bronze driver, or are you like, do you get involved in the actual races itself, or you do the shorter races, the 3-hour races, stuff like that?
I do vintage racing, and I've done a couple of professional Trans Am races that have been longer, not in Trans Am, you know, Pontiac Trans Am. I drove a Corvette in Trans Am 1, but Trans Am series, I've done a few of those, races. Yeah. So I've done, vintage. Sure. Porsches. I have all Paul Newman's old, race cars.
Wow.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I raced a lot of Paul Newman's old race cars. I'm going to try to get into the car from my earpiece into my vehicle.
Yeah,
so
go
let me
for
see
it.
If I Yeah. Hopefully don't screw that. But yeah, I do a lot of racing, and I do a fair bit of racing, and it's on the internet. I mean, if people want to see some of those races, they're kind of fun. I enjoy them. And let's see if that works.
Yeah, we
can
got you.
You hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
we
sir,
got you.
Gotcha.
What'd you step into there? Adam Carolla here with you on 105.
Can you hear me?
Bluetooth engaging. Yeah, we got you.
Got you. There you go. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I have a lot of race cars. I do a fair amount of racing, and I've done some professional racing, but not a lot.
You talk about I'm asking a lot of racing questions because I'm a racing fan myself, but I was just curious. You do the stuff with Paul Newman. Fascinating racing background. Have you ever done anything, looked into what Steve McQueen did? You know, another famous actor, racer, that have you ever looked into that type of racing or racer?
Yeah, so McQueen and Newman were, you know, kind of contemporaries.
Yes,
they kind of competed against each other a little bit. And McQueen was a legitimate guy, did more motorcycle stuff, did a lot of motorcycle stuff versus car stuff.
Sure.
And people are pretty aware of that, but Newman raced professionally for a long time. He won four national driving championships. He raced at Le Mans.
Yeah.
I guess you could probably encapsulate it this way. Steve McQueen made a movie about Le Mans where he played a race car driver, but Paul Newman drove at Le Mans
right
in 79 as a driver. And I think that could be kind of the story of their racing career. Although McQueen was, you know, accomplished and good by all accounts. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I'm sure. Just saying Newman was a legitimate sort of ham and egger when it came to racing. I mean, he rode Atlanta, be there all weekend,
yeah.
Runoffs. GT1, GT, you know, C production, D production, like all the way through all the different classes, ran Daytona, 24 hours of Daytona many times. Like he owned an Indy team. Like,
right.
I mean, really like 40 years of racing with that guy. I made a documentary about his racing. That's kind of how I know.
Yeah.
Well, Adam Carolla here with you. And what got you into racing? When did that start?
I did the Toyota Celebrity Grand Prix race a million years ago, and I kind of got bit by the bug, and then I going through driving school and racing and all that stuff, and then I came back and I won as a celebrity, and then the following year I came back and won in the professional division, and I was kind of like, oh man, now I'm off and running. So
yeah.
I went through a lot of driving schools, did a few races, and was kind of into it. Always been a gearhead.
Are you a better racer than Patrick Dempsey?
No, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I know Patrick.
Yeah.
And Patrick's a friend, and I like Patrick, and we both have sort of this lust for, especially the endurance stuff.
Yeah.
I know he's done Le Mans.
Yeah.
And I this sort of like, is he better than I or better? I would never say yes. That, but I never have raced him either. He wasn't in. I did this Toyota Grand Prix thing five times,
sure.
But I've never in a class with Patrick.
You were a pretty good athlete growing up, weren't you?
I kind of, but I don't know. I was all football player.
There you go.
And
there you go.
Maybe could have played baseball at a higher level than I did, but no, I never had the ability to. Yeah, I got a couple of scholarships in high school to go to smaller colleges and play football, but I never had what it would take to kind of get to the next level. I mean, in any real, you know, meaningful way. I got recruited to go to, you know, Cal Poly Pomona and Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, Pacific, I don't know, Marshall, you know, but that was right after the plane crash, so, you know.
So,
they were looking for people. I was good enough to be like an all-star in high school, but that's as far as,
pretty
as
badass.
Far as I got.
Yeah. Adam Carolla with us.
Listen, it's better than riding the pine, but it's, you don't get paid.
So Adam's going to be in Fort Worth Thursday, November 20th. You've got two shows, Adam, one at 7, one at 9:30, and then you'll be back in Dallas February 27th and 28th at Hyenas Dallas. So Hyenas Fort Worth, Hyenas Dallas, your chance to go get tickets to see Adam Carolla. How do you think comedy's kind of evolved here with your time in doing it?
I mean, there's different kind of styles and trends and phases, just like there is with music and fashion, you know. But, you know, like there is with music and fashion, the good stuff seems to prevail and, you know, survives the ebbs and the flows and the things that are, you know, the new trends and that kind of stuff. I have found in comedy the guys that are really funny and are talented and mostly sober and work pretty hard, you know, they're around. Like, they've been around for 30 years. And then there's the kind of flash in the pan guys or the just at the right moment, you know, like music, you know what I mean? Right. There's the 80s one hit wonders, you know, Flock of Seagulls, you know, whatever. It's not going to, you know, they're not going to be around forever. They're not going to be churning out the hits forever. But then there's sort of the perennials, you know, that are constantly there. It's different now than it was a few years ago, and it's opened up. And, you know, maybe Trump has helped usher some of that in. And there's, you know, guys are saying what they feel a little more now. And you know, I think there's been a little power switch from the wokesters and the hipsters and the cool guy club to the sort of blue collar guys that are raw and edgier and saying what they think. So it's good for me, but I'm always just been out there doing comedy in one form or another. And it's worked out fine for me.
What sort of advice have you had for your buddy, Jimmy Kimmel, through his trials recently?
Oh, somebody said to me, it was kind of funny. Somebody said the other day, they said, you think you could do the man show today? And I said, I could do the man show. I don't know about Jimmy, but I could definitely do it. I talked to him during the whole, you know, the trials and the tribulations. And, you know, when it comes to comedy, there's not a lot you can tell, you know, it's not really like a golf pro who can go down to the driving range and work on your swing with you. You know, it's not really about, well, you're lifting your head or you're not turning your hips. Like, that doesn't really exist. It's just comedy's a little more, this is what I do, that's what you do. It's all a little bit different. We all just do what we do. So I don't really try to tell comedians, say this, don't say that. I just, you know, if a guy's a friend and there's some controversy or they're going through something, I just call them and go, hey, man, how's it going? How you doing? Doing good. This is, you know, this is surreal, kind of an interesting time we're living in. Say something funny, you know, and just kind of go, I'm out there. You know, if you want it, you got a problem or you want to talk or you need some help or whatever, give me a call. But I don't really get into the advice department, especially for, you know, millionaire adults who've been doing it for 30 years.
And when you're honored as with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, do they make you like give a speech and all that stuff? What did you have to do when you received that honor?
Well, I got the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but I haven't done the ceremony yet.
Not yet. Okay.
No. So I will put, you know, a few words together and then do what I always do, have an indigenous, like an American Indian stand next to me, you know, because it's important that we do a land acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Because Hollywood Boulevard is part of the Iroquois tribe. for a number of years before it was bought up by Warner Brothers. So I'll put some sort of speech together and get a few, you know, see, hopefully Jimmy's in town. He can get up there and say a couple of words, you know, see if I can find a couple of celebrity friends I'm alienated or pissed off, or they haven't all moved to Florida yet to, you know, most of my celebrity friends have moved to Florida or Tennessee, but they could come by and say hi, and it'd just be kind of, I don't know, fun for my kids, I guess.
Yeah. Most interesting guest you've had on your podcast lately is who?
Well, I mean, it sounds convenient, but Charlie Sheen was on a day or two ago, and I just talked to that guy for like a full 2 hours, and I was mesmerized. Like, I've never met Charlie, and I've been in this town for a long time, and Lord knows he has. And we somehow never crossed paths. And I was always like, I think I like this guy. I think I would love to talk to him. I just never spoke to him. And the other day I got a chance to sit down with him for 2 hours. Just no governor on that guy, telling every story. No names left off. No nothing. Just getting into everything. And I found that pretty intriguing.
Congrats on 4,000 podcast episodes. Adam Carolla with us. What's the state? Yeah, you know, you're a radio legend as well. What's the state of radio as opposed to podcasts and other spoken word formats?
I don't know. I mean, I love radio, and I've always had a real soft spot in my heart for radio, and it was something I kind of grew up listening to, and I was always attracted to radio. Like, I didn't get into this to be on stage or to be in front of the camera or to do TV shows. My dream was having a radio show. That was always kind of my childhood fantasy, was, you know, sort of locked in a windowless room talking into a microphone all night. That was kind of my dream, and I ended up living that life, and I always loved it. So, I mean, there's always going to be a place for radio. There's going to be a place for podcasting. There's going to be a place for, you know, Sirius XM satellite. I mean, there's going to be a place for good, strong, interesting voices. And I don't think it much matters whether it's terrestrial radio, satellite radio, or podcasting. If the voice is there, I think they will find you. And I've always kind of thought that. So it's a little less the medium and a little more the point of view.
I'm always fascinated in our line of work when it comes to interviewing, and I think you do a great job with your guests. What are your keys to going into an interview with somebody on the show?
You know, it's tough when, you know, if you got a guy like Charlie Sheen, and I watched his doc two parts, two times, you know, I was full of questions, and it's hard to not, you know, get out of the gate with 8 questions all at once, you know, like rat-a-tat-tat. It can be hard not to go, oh yeah, that happened to me once, and then tell a story about yourself, which I'm definitely guilty of at times. I think the real key is to listen. And I know it sounds trite, but I just mean, don't have a laundry list of topics you want to get to. Just listen to what they're saying, because they're going to say something and you don't want to gloss over it. You want to hear what they're saying and then go, oh, well, then what about this? You know, like something that makes sense. So my analogy would be like a center fielder in baseball before the ball is hit. Don't be charging forward or running backwards, right or left. Just being this neutral, balanced, but on the balls of your toes sort of position. So right when that ball comes off the bat, you can go that direction. But don't be moving before it comes off the bat.
Terrific stuff. Adam Carolla, brought to you by Hyenas Comedy Nightclub, coming soon here to Fort Worth and Dallas locations. Adam, thank you so much. Best of luck to you, and we'll be pulling for you.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. There he goes. Adam Carolla. That's bucket listy type of stuff.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
That
was neat.
That Loveline show, this was late 90s, early 2000s. By the time you guys came around to it, it was probably like part of the pop culture. But for us, it just came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, everybody was listening to the Loveline show and all those.
It's like call-ins.
Yes. Okay. People with their sex problems would call in and talk with Dr. Drew, who was like a real doctor, and Adam Carolla was making jokes the whole time, or you know, asking him interesting questions. It was a terrific show. And then the Man Show, obviously, that was cutting edge as well. All right, so go see him at Hyenas Comedy Nightclub November 20th in Fort Worth, and then in January or February back
February
here.
27th in Dallas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Dallas. All righty. Chief, what are we doing next?
Sports Hodgepodge, where we pay respect to the toughest football man in all of the land.
Shoot, yeah. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. It's time for an evening sports hodgepodge with the Chief, brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's the Chief, your hodgepodge.
Oh, my dear God, what a story. We'll get to it right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
How Longview's own Haynes King became Georgia Tech's unstoppable force. They write about it in ESPN. He gets hurt in the Georgia game last year, and you're now towards the end of November. He can't throw a ball more than a few feet without a giant radiating pain down his arm. It's his throwing shoulder that's messed up. Then miraculously, just 3 days before kickoff, King arrives at practice, uncorked a deep ball, then another. It made no sense. King had seemingly healed overnight. The quote here from his coach, he's just got an innately high pain tolerance. It still hurts, but he blocks it. So stop me when you guys are perturbed.
That Friday, King threw 36 times for 303 yards and a pair of touchdowns, 110 yards, three scores on the ground, and it is a huge overtime defeat. Best performance in a losing effort in Georgia Tech history. 2 days later, the coach texts his quarterback inquiring about the status of his shoulder. King's response perfectly captured the essence of Georgia Tech's ultimate tough guy. Quote, shoulder's fine, coach. I have been pissing blood for a couple days now, though.
Oh, wow. That sounds horrible.
Takes a crazy turn, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How does a shoulder issue
that doesn't make sense.
Create a blood-filled urinal?
Maybe he got hit somewhere else.
I think he probably got hit in the kidneys.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so. They just don't really go into detail. They gloss over, like they go right from the blood peas to how he grew up being the toughest Lobo of all time. And they don't give you the insights on how the shoulder pain turned into a messy.
Not sure that's how the plumbing works.
A messy pee situation.
Yeah,
I don't know the shoulder's connected to the bladder like that.
The anatomy can be weird.
I think that's additive. Like, oh, you find out he also has a significant kidney injury that he hadn't gone to the doctor to. Because he's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Pain's king, got a bad shoulder, peeing blood.
There's something else that happened.
See you at practice, bro. Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, what a legend. And the story goes, he's growing up, his dad's the coach. Actually, me and Wolchek got to watch him win the state championship game at AT&T Stadium.
Whole city of Longview showed up there that day. It was an amazing sight.
Yeah, some say it's the loudest AT&T Stadium has ever been for that particular game right there.
I mean, it was full. It was absolutely incredible, incredible to watch.
Yeah, it was a packed house, and now Haynes King has Georgia Tech sitting beautiful.
Yeah. What happened at A&M for him?
You know what? Much like what happened probably for Kyler Murray at A&M, just, I don't know, maybe not a good fit.
Too good for the program.
And just they move on and have success elsewhere.
But. So literally the whole town was there.
Yes.
Literally, yeah. Literally. Like all of Longview.
It's a town of 83,000 people.
Yeah, it was their first state championship in like since the 70s, I think. Yeah, I mean, it was an incredible
start. Made the drive down 20.
Yep.
And then he's talking about
shout to the Lobos.
This past off season. He says, one of my big things this offseason was trying to eliminate all distractions. As a football player might. He said, and I got a little extra time to sleep. King would watch film into the wee hours, then blow up an air mattress in front of his locker and turn in for the night. He was literally living in the Georgia Tech locker room for an extended period of time this summer. That takes the Gardner Minshew living in a Winnebago bit to a whole new level. There's literally photos of him with an air mattress in the locker room where he was living for an extended period of time throughout the summer. He's an interesting guy, and apparently everybody just absolutely loves him, tough as nails, super competitor. Even the quotes from the people at A&M were like, this dude was the leader of all leaders, always winning whatever drills, whatever it was. But
coach's son.
It's good to see him now. I don't know what type of big picture future he has as a quarterback from like an NFL standpoint, but he is as fun as all hell right now in the college ranks.
Yeah, so 6'3", 216. What's he missing?
He's got good size. He's mobile. He can run around. You know, I think he definitely is going to make it to the league. Worst case scenario, when he's a coach's kid, you're probably going to have a lengthy career as a backup.
Yeah, or just as a coach.
Maybe he ends up being a coach.
Maybe he's Chase Daniel, and he collects a bag for many years holding the clipboard.
He takes over his Longview.
He's probably got one like Green Lizard, Taylor Heineke game or two in him. Now, like, holy crap, can you believe what the backup just did?
What did he just do?
He's got mud all over his jersey, and he just led an improbable comeback victory.
The next Duck Hodges.
And then he'll be a quarterback's coach and an OC for many years. Shout out to him. Okay, how about this? Brian Kelly.
By the way, that Georgia Tech game at the end of the year.
That's a big
one. That's going to be two highly ranked teams going at it right there.
Top teners possibly.
It'll be a big, big clash.
Yeah.
I mean, last year's game, I thought Georgia Tech should have won it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's a back and forth. I mean, some did call it like the Meth Bowl based on Carson Beck going up against Haynes. Just
they have a methy face.
Visuals. But it was a hell of a game, back and forth. Georgia Tech almost pulling the upset.
Okay, I don't think there's been a single positive syllable uttered about Brian Kelly since he was let go.
Me and my family.
From LSU. But ESPN dug up a pretty fascinating nugget, if you ask me, on how desperate Brian Kelly was for people to just like him. Like, I think so much of this goes back to just him being as unlikable a human being as any one of us have ever known, even Notre from
Dame,
a distance.
My Notre Dame folks warned me about this. They when it happened, they said, good luck with all that down there.
Needy guy. The B in Brian Kelly stands for bleep hole.
Yeah.
And B word. Sounds like it.
No
question.
Little B.
So he was so desperate for people to like him as his tenure at LSU spiraled in the wrong direction. ESPN reported that the former LSU coach, quote, worked with a Washington, D.C.-based image consultant to try to improve his public persona. So at some point he gets wind, the seat's heating up a little bit. He realizes he can't win his way out of his bleep hole nature, and so he's trying to do the Hail Mary image persona PR firm. And it didn't seem to work for him. I didn't notice a single thing that changed about him. He was as annoying on the sidelines, angry, and even at the podium after games, just lashing out.
Yeah,
he didn't learn a thing.
I had a teammate of mine text me at the beginning of our show today, and I was asking about the whole thing about was the buyout with our Raising Cane's guy, and he goes, no, it was something else. But he said that they had a meeting about getting rid of him 3 weeks ago, that they wanted to make sure that they had all the money people lined up, ready to go. To move on from him, that this was inevitable 3 weeks ago, that this all was going to happen.
Okay, so they were just getting their dollars.
They were making sure.
And maybe they go on a run and pause.
They made sure that they had everything lined up, that if it came to this, that they were going to be able to do it.
Okay, I know you guys.
Do you know who the private donor is?
No, that's what I was
that
asking.
This bill?
I was asking my friend because
I thought it was you.
I thought was the guy Todd Graves? Is he the
he's the Raising Cane's guy? Yeah.
They say that my friend was saying it was probably 10 to 12 people that got together, but one somebody, and he was going to try and get me the name.
Yeah, like there is a report like one private donor is expected to pay the lion's share of the buyout. Yeah. So one guy out there is like, get him the bleep off my campus.
I dig that, man. That's the beauty of it is you just need one guy. Look at Texas Tech right now.
And I think it's important to say in the SEC, you can be doing a lot of things right, and it's just not your year. But when you're a bleep hole on top of that, you're not going to have many people around trying to give you patience.
It happened to Belichick at the end. Like, you could be a bleep hole as long as you're winning to everybody. Right. The minute you start losing and losing big games...
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, all that being a bleep hole ain't going to work for you anymore.
People are only willing to be disrespected if you're winning.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. I know you guys have caught a glimpse of this particular warlock.
Those warlocks?
Saudi Arabia. Set to construct the world's first ever sky stadium.
We're talking the Govies.
I have seen that, and I don't think I would set foot in it.
Because it's so tall, like high up in the sky?
Terrified.
Yeah.
So you have an opportunity to potentially watch 2034 FIFA World Cup game in the world's first ever sky stadium that is suspended over 1,100 feet above the ground. And Dawson says, thanks, but no thanks.
Maybe if you let me take a parachute in a backpack, you know. But I don't think I could get that out of my head to enjoy the game, how high up we were.
How do you support something that high?
It's on top of a skyscraper, right?
Yeah,
but how do you support? How does this, you know?
I don't know the engineering.
That's what I'm saying. That's just, I hate heights anyway. It's just terrifying to think that is actually we could construct something like
that. But
this.
I mean the blip view on that.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. I mean,
how about the weather up there?
Yeah, the altitude factor. I don't know. It's a good question.
This is in Dubai.
Yeah, let's see.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's in...
So it's 110 degrees up there? Just a little bit closer to the
probably,
sun?
Probably a little probably a little cooler because you're in the altitude, maybe?
Possibly. Yeah. Not sure how that science works.
Yeah.
Maybe if we went to A&M, we'd know.
Yeah. It looks amazing, though. I mean, it's just a mock-up right now of what we're looking at.
I just don't know how you support people. How do you get everybody up there for that?
Elevators.
Is it just massive? Like, how big's the stadium? How many are you going to seat?
Looked like about 65,000 to me.
Yeah, I mean, it looked pretty good size. I'd take Dawson's word for it. About 65K.
Oh, wow.
But it looks spectacular. So we had the parking garage, high school football stadium story last week, and then Saudi Arabia just dunked on it.
How many stories is that up? Like on top of a 100-story
building.
It's
high, man. It's high.
It's like every story is 10 feet, right?
And they got the parking garage thing going on there, too. Okay, every story is 10 feet. That sounds about right then. Yeah. 100 stories up there. Yeah, I don't know. I got to do something. I think I'm going to have to see a shrink about this fear
of heights. I'm not going to a game up there. No way.
Me and Lil Chuck will go then. No. We'll sit in the nosebleed seats.
We'll party.
All righty. We're going to step aside. We'll cross with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking. I see Blake over there. I think Fred's doing the high school football show. So we'll chat with Blake about their plans for this evening coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know, 105.3 The Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Tyler Patman, former Cowboys cornerback, coming up in the Cowboys Hour here with Bobby Belton, Tyler Patman, and
Nate Newton.
Yeah. It's going to be a great time here. Yeah. Coming up at 7 o'clock. And then the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake will rock the house here 8 to 11. Here they are, the current G-Bag of the Day champions. Blake, how you doing, buddy?
Feeling good, you know. G-Bag of the Day is our shining moment. So shout out to Lucius, because our show wouldn't be what it was if it wasn't for Lucius Alexander and all the
That's
totals.
That's so we.
I appreciate you guys.
Terrific job. Now, it's my theory that you knew exactly what you were doing.
I don't know what you're talking about. I figured out who Monica Lewinsky was live on the air with the Tolos.
Hey, Brian, the Cowboys have opened the 21-day return window for Perry and Winfrey. Is this good? Is he going to help? Well, is this hope?
Yeah, but this is one of those things where they 21-day window, they'll practice him. He should be ready to go, but will they get him active? That's the whole question. There's three or four guys right now that are kind of in that holding pattern. We talked about it, you know, with the cornerback situation, the way it is, and with Butler. You know, Butler's been ready to play. They just haven't activated him.
That's crazy.
I don't know how you can watch
Butler was
these
good
games.
Last year.
I don't know how you can watch these games and not expect to maybe get Butler out there.
Let's take the undrafted guy and put him out there instead of Butler, who was pretty good for us last year until he tore up his knee. The biggest Cowboy story out there right now, guys, is from the Wall Street Journal. And we talk quite often about how Jerry cares more about money. Actually, we were just having a conversation yesterday. Like, why wouldn't they think, well, we're towards the end of the line here. Jerry's 83 years old. Go for the Super Bowl one more time while you have Dak in his prime. And we suggested, well, maybe it's because they look at the Super Bowl more financially than winning football games these days. Maybe, you know, trying to get over in the oil and gas and real estate and concession industries are more important. That gets them going. And for business people, yes, business is more exciting than winning sports games, especially by the time you get to that age. But Jerry, in this Wall Street Journal story, you know, it details his investment in the gas driller Comstock Resources. He has poured over $1 billion into that. He owns 71% of the stock. The story reads, now Jones says it's payday. There's $100 billion present value with gas out there. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys.
Crazy quote.
It's blood-boiling annoying to hear. It's unbelievable.
Nothing new. I mean, 20 years ago, Parcells had the great quote, I don't know if I'm getting football Steven or stadium Steven. Yeah. You know, and he from that point, he was saying, hey, we got football problems to solve, but today might be stadium Steven Jones, and you're way off in stadium land, and we can't get football things accomplished. So,
how does he defend that quote if when – you know a reporter's going to ask him about that. How do you think he defends that quote?
Talking generalities.
Hagee will ask him about it.
Hagee will ask him about it tomorrow.
Yeah, 30-year-old story about winning Super Bowls that was all Jimmy's doing, and they've sucked ever since Jimmy left. But whatever. You know, I don't. As a fan, and there's probably a lot that are just kind of like realizing that this is the case, but it's been the case. And those that have wanted to defend the Jones family, I hope maybe this is all the last bit that you needed to see.
Yeah, it's tough. I would like to believe that maybe some fans would decide I want to support the team a little bit less as a result. And maybe, you know, that kind of pressure could force the Joneses to change their approach or maybe hire a real full-time GM. You know, but when you're talking about that, I think he will go to, that's why we have quality people that we employ.
Yeah.
You know, so I can have the freedom to go do this, that, and the other thing. But a lot of it comes down to, for me, if you're going to be the ultimate decision maker, you got to challenge yourself to be the smartest football person in the building. Because as that with that sort of responsibility, you have to be able to keep others accountable. But he can't. He depends on asking others about the football game to get his answers, to get his basis of understanding. So it's a real difficult place to be, but I don't know exactly what words he'll use Friday with KNC Masterpiece at 10:30, but he'll figure out a way to wiggle off the hook or for it to not stick. You know, I think some people have such blind loyalty to the star that it almost doesn't matter. They just love the Cowboys, and part of this is, you know, hating Jerry Jones, but it's a I can't quit you type of situation. You know what I'm talking about, Blake.
I'm really excited to see what he says on Friday, so I'll have my ears tuned to see what he says on the KNC Masterpiece. I hope our boys grill him. Maybe Alec Medford can get a question in there. I know he'll ask some hard questions. A hard question I've got is, if the Dallas Mavericks don't win tonight, we got a real trouble, because if you didn't know, the Indiana Pacers are even more injured than you. No Ryan Nimhard, no Benedict Mathurin, no Obi Toppin, no Johnny Furphy. And that's the real MVP of the Pacers.
Johnny Furph.
Obviously, no Halliburton. So here's their starting guards. If y'all can tell me who any of these people are. Ray J. Dennis is a starting point guard.
We did a video with Kim Kardashian.
Pretty good hooper.
I think so. Mac McClung, who they signed 2 days ago to a contract as the backup.
Red Raider. Dude, he's going to put it on someone tonight.
Ben Shepherd. Quentin Jackson.
Didn't he land on the moon, Ben Shepherd?
That's
Rampage Jackson, the fighter.
That's the guards that they're going against tonight, and we're
gonna get smoked.
The Mavericks.
Rick's gonna outcoach him tonight.
If Rick outcoached him tonight, great song. He really outcoached him, because this lineup is not inspiring. They still have Aaron Nesmith and Pascal Siakam, but come on, Anthony Davis and us four should be able to beat the Pacers.
No,
we could do it.
I don't think so.
We could do it. Mm-mm. He's better than Ray J. Dennis.
I'm hoping for a loss and giving up 130. That's where I'm at, Blake.
You want the Mavericks to lose?
If you trade Luka for defense, Kyrie Irving is out, and you're giving up $130 a game or even averaging in the high 110s, maybe that can make the light bulb come on for Patrick Dumont.
I mean, they're the worst offense in the NBA right now. And that's not just my opinion. That's just a statistical fact.
The worst offense?
They have the worst offensive rating. They
How's their defensive rating right now?
Defense is at 18th. So
I love
it. They wanted it to be top three. That's the only way this team's going to be good, but they're not really doing anything well right now. D'Angelo Russell needs more minutes. Klay Thompson needs less. There were some good things in that Thunder game that I saw. They were down 20. They brought it back down to one. There were some good parts of it. I'm not punting on the season, but
we got no closers, right? We got
no closers.
Flag's going to play. And also Anthony Davis, who had the bilateral Achilles tendinopathy, which means both of his Achilles are stressed and, you know, whatever. But he'll play tonight.
It's been friggin' like four games, dude. Yeah.
And Anthony, no Derek Lively, no Daniel Gafford. So all your centers are hurt.
Okay, Cowboy Hour coming up next, and then Fan After Dark with preseason coming up 8 to 11. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup with their master control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went five flawless like it was nothing. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.